who comes in the name of the Lord Most High. Who comes in the name of the Lord Most High. Adonai, Adonai, Hashem, Adonai. Who comes in the name of the Lord Most High? Who comes in the name of the Lord Most High? Adonai, Adonai, Hashem, Adonai. Who comes in the name of the Lord Most High? Who comes in the name of the Lord Most High? Adonai, Adonai, Hashem, Adonai. Who comes in the name of the Lord? 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 Adonai, Adonai, Adoshem, Adonai. Who comes? Adonai, who comes in the name of the Lord Most High God. Adonai, Adonai, Adoshem, Adonai, who comes in the name of the Lord Most High God.
Amen. Welcome to the Jericho Lord's Prayer Line. It's night in the name of Jesus Christ, and we are grateful for all that has loved tonight. Our prayer that the Lord will do His good will in the name of Jesus Christ, and the prayer that we are dedicating it to the event that we are having on Saturday, to the glory and honor of God in the name of Jesus. Let's open our prayer session with a word of prayer. Holy Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, be grateful for this time that we have gathered. Lord, we have heard even your God, that the word of God tells us that call out to me and I shall show you great things, untouchable things that you do not know. And Lord, we gather in the name of Jesus Christ to raise our voices, to ask of you in the name of Jesus, to humble ourselves before you. Because, as you have told us, that we humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God, and you shall lift us in the name of Jesus. We pray that this prayer session, we pray, Lord, that you may help us move give us that grace even to stand in the gap, to intercede, grace, Lord, even to encourage one another. And Lord, the Bible tells us that it's not by power, not by might, but by thy Spirit. And Lord, we pray your Spirit to strengthen us, lead us, and pray your Spirit to continue to encourage us along the way, in the name of Jesus Christ, Son of the Living God. Thank you for everyone who has joined. Pray peace and pray, Lord, that give that grace to intercede, to stand in the gap in the name of Jesus Christ. Even me, our prayer life, Lord, that it may be changed in the name of Jesus, not only today, but to be our daily prayer life, that Lord, it may be transformed, may be pray more and more to the honor and glory of your name, in the name of Jesus Christ. We are grateful for the moment that you give us to congregate, to share the blessings and even the grace that you have put in our hearts. We don't take it for granted. It's what you have done in everybody's life, that Lord, even the gifts that you have given us, that you have told us to edify one another, it's your common good. And we thank you that we can meet, we can be a blessing to one another, we can encourage one another, we can edify one another, we can, Lord, bless one another to the glory and honor of your name. We are so humbled, Lord, for what you're doing in our midst and in everybody's life. We thank you for all the journeys, Lord, that you have brought us, for all the victories, for all the mighty things that you have done in our days, in our midst, in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you for everything, Lord, and even the plans you have for every heart, plans you have for every family. We are grateful, Lord, that you, Lord, grant the desires of our hearts. We thank you. In the name of Jesus, thank you for everything and every open door. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. What a great time that the Lord has gathered us in his presence. It is to his glory and honor of his holy name, in the name of Jesus Christ. And as I said before, in the prayer session, we have dedicated it to standing the gap. Course of event on Saturday, because we're inviting all come over and let's hear what the Lord has for us. And it's my pleasure right now to take this opportunity to welcome man of God, Pastor Lenny, to lead us in prayers. Pastor Lenny, you are welcome.
Hallelujah. Greetings to all of you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
I hope
all of you are doing well in the name of the Lord Jesus. Greetings to Pastor Shadrach and all the brethren that are connected tonight as we lift up the prayers, not just for the meeting and also for our city, for our nation, in the name of Jesus. We thank God for a time like this as we wait on the Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We want to appreciate God even for just thinking of having this conference. Hallelujah. I believe that God is going to do something great. Hallelujah. God is going to do something new. God is going to challenge our faith to trust him for more. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. You know, sometimes the Lord is just waiting for us, hallelujah, to trust him for more. And we believe that this conference on Saturday will be a door opener for the glory of the name of Jesus. There's a couple of things that I will want us to pray about tonight and commit them in the hands of the Lord. Praise be to Jesus. The Bible says that commit your plans in the hands of the Lord and they will make your ways prosperous. Hallelujah. The first prayer item is to commit the meeting in the hands of the Lord. Yes, we have planned as human beings to have the conference on Saturday. Hallelujah. This Saturday, 2nd. Hallelujah. But we have to commit it in the hands of the Lord. Whatever needs needs to go prosperous, whatever needs to do well, needs to be first committed in the hands of the Lord. And I want us just to take some few moments and just to say, Lord, we commit this meeting before you. Lord, we surrender this meeting before you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I don't know if Brother Sam will be able to unmute during this, during the times of prayer, and then mute it again during the session of explanation. I don't know, but I like to hear corporate prayer. Praise be to God, because we are here to pray. We are not here to play games. We are here to cry out, and we need to lift up our voices towards heaven that, Lord, we commit this meeting in your able hand, that Father, go ahead of us in the name of Jesus. Let us pray. Father, we thank you. Father, we worship you. Father, we give you praise. We give you honor as we come before you, O Lord Almighty, this night to surrender this meeting before you, Jehovah Adonai. We commit everything in your able hand, O Jehovah God. We can plan as human beings, but you are the Lord that makes things to go well. You are the Lord that makes things to prosper. You are the Lord that makes things to go according to your will. And Father, we pray in the name of Jesus, as we commit this meeting in your able hand, may your hand rest upon this conference in the name of Jesus. May your spirit rest upon this conference. May your grace, may your mercy, that everything that is needed, may you provide. May you provide the grace in the name of Jesus. May you open the doors. May you melt the heart of people, that they will be able to come and fellowship and come and encounter you and come and seek you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father, Lord, as our mind has thought about it, as our mind has planned it, now we commit it in your able hand, that Father, we pray that this conference will be a success. It will mark an history of what you are doing with us in this nation and in this city, that it will be put on archive, that in a day like this, you came and visited us. In a day like this, you came and opened the doors that have been shut. In a day like this, you opened the hearts of the people for the glory of your mighty name. That Father, we are coming with a heart of expectation, that Father, we don't want this meeting to just to be an ordinary meeting. We pray that, Lord, you will stir the heart of your people. You will stir the heart of the people that are dwelling in this city, that are dwelling in our neighborhoods, in the mighty name of Jesus, that the light of thy gospel will go forth with authority and with power in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we pray. Hallelujah. You know, that's my number one prayer point. Number two prayer point is going to come from the book of Exodus, chapter 33, verse 12. Exodus, chapter 33, verse 12. And Moses said unto the Lord, see, thou sayest unto me, bring up this people, and thou hast not let me know whom thou wilt send me with. Yet thou hast said, I know thee by name, and thou hast also found grace in my sight. Now therefore, I pray thee, if I have found grace in thy sight, shew me now thy way, that I may know thee, that I may find grace in thy sight, and consider that this nation is thy people. And he said, my presence shall go with thee, and I will give thee rest. And he said unto him, if thy presence go not with me, carry us not up thence. Praise be to God. There's number one. There's number two important prayer point that I want us to call on to the name of the Lord, that the Lord will go ahead of us. We don't want just to have a meeting, just to have a good time and to pass time. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. We want to have a meeting that the Lord himself is present. Praise be to Jesus. Hallelujah. Moses gave a warning. Moses spoke to God and he told God, Lord, if you are not going going with me, count me not there. Praise be to Jesus. Hallelujah. He told the Lord, if you're not going with me, count me not there. I want us to aggressively pray that, Father, if you are not going with us in this conference on Saturday, hallelujah, it's better for us not to have it. Because, Father, we want your spirit. We want your presence. You are very presence. Hallelujah. You are tangible presence that people that will come in this conference, they will leave that they have encountered God. They will leave that their lives have been transformed. They will leave that their bodies have been healed. They have been liberated in body, in spirit, in mind. They have been impacted with wisdom, with knowledge, with understanding. Hallelujah. They have moved to a new level in their walk, in their knowledge of God, in the mighty name of Jesus, because the presence of the Lord has gone ahead of us. Oh, Mantarike Telende Ziri Behendele to Sotorobo Zaya. Father, we pray in the name of Jesus, that Father, if we have found favor in your sight, oh God, if we have found favor in the call that you have called us in the ministry, mighty Jesus of Nazareth, we pray in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, that Father, let thy presence go ahead of us. Let thy presence go ahead of us. Go ahead of us, even in that sanctuary, even in that location, even in that very meeting. May your angels go ahead of us. May your presence, Zabarete Shede Mihendele Tesaria, may your very presence go ahead of us, so Father, because when you go ahead of us, doors will be open. When you go ahead of us, hearts of people will be open to come to the meeting. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, we pray for your presence. We pray for your glory. We pray for the person of the Spirit to go ahead of us, oh God, that people will see you instead of seeing us. People will encounter you instead of encountering us as men, in the mighty name of Jesus, and that they will come to know you. They will come to love on you in the mighty name of Jesus, because when you go ahead of us, souls shall be saved in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray, mighty Jesus, for the manifestation of your spirit. We pray, mighty Jesus, that your presence shall abide. You are tangible presence, your foreseeable presence will be with us in the name of Jesus, that our hearts within us shall burn within us in the mighty name of Jesus, that we shall know that Jesus was with us. We shall know that your spirit was with us in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray, mighty spirit, we pray the spirit of the living God, the preparer of the way. Mighty Jesus, we send you forth to go and prepare the way, to go and open the heart of the city for the gospel of Jesus Christ, in the mighty name of Jesus. That, Father, we pray for the people of the land. We pray for the hearts of the people of the land, that, Father, their hearts will be open to the gospel. Their children will be open to the gospel. Everyone that dwells in this nation will be open to the gospel of our Lord Jesus by the power of your might. For your word says, it shall not be by might, neither by strength, but by my spirit, says the Lord. And Father, we send you ahead of this meeting, that Father, level every mountains of discouragement, may you level them. Mazike telende zeria to sarabi, yeke bana hanta ladi, reka bahontu zalaminte, eke telenantu zura bahanda labandi, eka baboshaya, let thy power, let thy glory go ahead of us, so Father, because when you go ahead of us, the mountains will be leveled. And Father, we pray that every mountains that fight against the word, every mountains that fight against the spread of the gospel of our Lord Jesus upon the land, upon the city, upon the nation, that Father, we pray that level every mountains mountains be leveled in the name of Jesus. We pray, mighty Father, that make your work to prosper in our hands in the name of Jesus. As you spoke to your servant Zerubbabel, that the hand that he has put on Jehovah God will be the one to accomplish your purpose. And Father, in the name of Jesus, as we plow in your field, as we plow in your field, mighty Jesus, we pray that this meeting will be a new beginning that will open greater doors. Ekashande ribo zatarate, ekebenez zandarite sibarantani, eporoka shaliantu zubalantani. That Father, you will spread something from that meeting. You will spread the love of God. You will spread favor. You will spread the love of God. Eshana mahanda zire bihenda, ekebeleta sibaranta. That Father, you shall bring us together as your children in Yahweh, in honor, in unity, in righteousness, in holiness, in one mind, in one spirit. Abazande Riko Bosaya, as your word said, they dwelt in one accord. Father, we pray for the spirit of one accord. We pray for the spirit of one accord and every form of disunity, every form of disunity is thereby broken in our midst. Kashali, garide zenderata. We pray that thy spirit will bring us in one accord. Barantene zikaboro shai. Because it is one spirit. We are but in one spirit. And Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray as your spirit go ahead of us. We shall be in one accord. We shall be in one accord. We shall be in one accord in mind, in spirit, in attitude. We shall be humble before you in the name of Jesus. For where the Spirit of God is, there is liberty. We pray that there will be liberty in the meeting. There will be liberty in the meeting. There will be liberty of the spirit. Any weight, any darkness, any spirit that is not of you is thereby driven out of our midst. And we welcome the spirit of the Most High to take dominance over the meeting, to take dominance over our lives in the name of Jesus. Because Father, the harvest is plenty, but the laborers are few. Mighty Father, we pray for the laborers, and we are willing to be among the laborers. We are willing as your children to be among your laborers in the mighty name of Jesus. That Father, you will use us in this dispensation. We surrender. We surrender as your children, as your servant. We surrender unto you, Jesus. That make us to be your ears in this time, make us to be your eyes, make us to be your mouthpiece, that through us the gospel will be preached not only in Chicago but the rest of the world in the name of Jesus. Father Jehovah Adonai, we pray that let this conference be a conference of renewal of dedication, renewal of commitment, new renewal, revival that we have never witnessed before, a fire that will be kindled in our spirit that will never die. That we shall love you more and more and more, from glory to glory, from grace to grace, from favor to favor, in the mighty name of Jesus. That bondages and yokes shall be broken, every yokes of limitations, every barrier shall be broken in the mighty name of Jesus. For we are trusting you for more. We are trusting you for more. We are trusting you for more. We lift up our eyes the way you commanded Abraham to lift up his eyes and see. Mashikeleke de bezende lendo zuri ke telemanta eberetane zikatande letu subarante. When we lift up our eyes, we not only see Chicago, Chicago. When we lift up our eyes, we see beyond Chicago. We see beyond Illinois. We see beyond United States. We see beyond Africa. We see beyond Europe. We see Agazande Riba Zatarite Ege Mehente Zende Letu Sobananta Eperenante Zegerita Rabahanda Eperika Barande Zegotorobozaya Eberene Zenda Rakete Bilento Epeketene Zalete Sarianta. We see thousands and thousands of people entering thy kingdom through us. We see our young men coming out of gang activities, parade, to worship God and to serve God. We see lives of people and destinies being transformed for the glory of the living God. We see our gifts growing in the Lord. We see a move of the Spirit that this city is yet to witness. We see a revival that will make people go to church running, because if they are late, they will not be able to find a chair to sit on. We see a revival that will shake our streets, our homes. We pray, oh God, for the move of the Spirit upon the city. We pray, oh God, for the move of the Holy Ghost. The same Spirit that visited the apostle while they were on the upper room, mighty God, they were praying, they were waiting upon the Lord, and the Bible said the Spirit came upon them. Matarita Zeri Bihente Ekabokosha Shalama. Mighty Father, we pray that, Lord, as we wait on you in this Saturday, that the Spirit of God will find a place of rest. The Spirit of God will find a place of rest in our lives, in our hearts. The Spirit of God will find a place of rest. Ebarandazia ribozande metelita ekebe. That the Spirit of Christ will find a place of rest. And Father, we prepare our hearts unto you, that Father, when you come, you will find a place of rest. That Father, you will find a place of dominion, a place you can live, a place you can express your glory, a place you can express your beauty. You, the Spirit of the living God, the Spirit of God, the Spirit of Christ, the Spirit that shook this Jerusalem. We pray in the name of Jesus that, Father, come and shake the foundations of this city. Come and shake our homes. Come and shake our universities. Come and shake our primary schools. Come and shake our colleges. Come and shake our workplaces. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray that the gospel will enter our schools, our workplaces. Ebarande epazite lekotozanda ebarande zikabarananto ebezende mentalite. We pray for a move of the Holy Ghost. We pray for a move of the Spirit. We pray for end time revival for this city. In the name of Jesus, we pray for our end time revival. Abazate ekorobozanda. Father, we believe for more. We want more. 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 Beginning with this city, beginning with this land, beginning with this city, in the name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. The Bible says from the book of Psalms, chapter 2, verse 8, ask of me, and I will make the nations your heritage, and the ends of the earth your possession. I want to encourage us tonight that Chicago is too small. Ah, Shakoba. The Lord is saying, ask of me. Ask of me, hallelujah, and I will make the nations your heritage, not nation, nations your heritage, and the ends of the earth your possession. Hallelujah. You are a child of God, and I am a child of God. We are entitled. Do you know we get what you see out of the word is what you get. I don't know what you see, Habu Shatai. Chicago is already taken. I don't know what you see. I am seeing nations. I am seeing nation. Hallelujah. I am seeing nations entering the kingdom of God, beginning with the move of God that the Lord is doing here in this land, in this city. I am seeing nations, Zabaratam. I am seeing doors of nations. I am seeing us going out as a group to preach the gospel in China, in Europe, in Africa. I am seeing us in terrain, oh Gozalatea, bringing the storm of revival everywhere we go. Habarota Sile Behente. I want us today to ask the Lord for Chicago. I want us to ask the Lord for Chicago, that every corner, every bypass, every school, every university will hear about us, will hear about the move of God that the Lord has begun with us in the name of Jesus, that people will travel from states to states to come and witness what the Lord is doing in Chicago. Hallelujah. All people from all races, not just Kenyans alone, from all color, they will come and witness our God. They will come and encounter our God. They will come because they have seen the beauty, the goodness, the mercy, the favor of the kind of God we serve. I want us to take some few minutes and say, Father, we are asking you for Chicago as our heritage. We are asking you for Chicago as our inheritance. Do you know when something becomes your heritage, you have full control of it? We may not have full control of it until the Lord give it to us. What does it mean when the Lord give you a nation as your heritage? It means that the things in that city, in that nation, will work out for your favor. It means the heart of the people will work out for your favor. It means people will be willing to sacrifice their time to come and listen to what we preach. People will be willing to travel from afar to come and listen to what we talk about. Hallelujah. Open your mouth. Pray, Lord, give me Chicago. Give us Chicago as a nation. Give us Chicago as a people. Oh, Bazadeli. Father, we ask for Chicago. We ask for Chicago in the name of Jesus. Before the Lord of hosts, before the King of kings, before the Lord that stands with his word, Father, we pray and ask for Chicago, Agalota Shaliganda Bazaria, because we are here, Father. We pray that change the story of Chicago. Chicago that have been known as the city of big violence and murder, mighty Father, because our feet have treaded upon this land, we pray, oh God, for a change of story, that Chicago will one time become a city that people will admire to come. Cheka Shokoto Bazanda, Rebe Zeterita Sibaranta, that the streets that have dwelt in violence for a long time will become peaceful again, that our children will play happily on the streets with no fear of dying, with no fear of being shot, mighty Jehovah, that our homes will be restored, our youth will be restored, our marriages will be restored, our young men and our young women will again find purposes in life, in the mighty name of Jesus, that the word of God will restore their future, mighty Jesus of Nazareth. We are asking you, Lord of hosts, the King of glory. that Father grant us Chicago according to your word, for your word say the place that the sole of thy feet shall treads upon, you shall preoccupy. Mighty Father, we want to preoccupy this city with the gospel. We want to preoccupy this land with the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. And we pray for the grace. We pray, mighty Jesus, that everything, every ear, every soil, every economy, every system in this land will be for our favor. The eyes of the people will be open for us. In the mighty name of Jesus, that the people we do not know shall serve our cause. Our people we do not know will come to hate us. In the mighty name of Jesus, people we don't know their names, people we don't know where they are coming from, they will come and say, Abazate leko bashande, I want to become part of what the Lord is doing. Abazete rede zende ribarata, give me something I can do in the house of the Lord. I want my talents, I want my giftings to benefit the kingdom of God. Mazite leko bozande ribarata seperena eperede zenderete separadi, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, the Lord. Thank you, Lord. The Lord is bringing this word to me from the book of Psalms 110 verse 3. Thy people shall be willing in the day of thy power, in the beauties of holiness from the womb of the morning. Thou hast the dew of thy youth. Praise be to Jesus. The Bible said that thy people shall be willing on the day of thy power. Do you know, when the power of God arrives, people will be willing to serve God. You know, sometimes when I look at our generation, when I look at how we behave in this city, we behave as if God is not important. We are so busy with our work, we are so busy with our career, that people are not willing to serve God. Hallelujah. People are not willing to give their all for the cause of the kingdom of God. But the Bible says, El Shalabai, thy people will be willing. Abaza, in the day of thy power. I pray tonight that this Saturday will be the day of his power, the day that our hearts will melt before God, the day that people will be willing to come to church, people will be willing to join the praise and worship team, people will be willing to join the intercessory team, people will be willing to serve God with no question, with no reserve. Hallelujah. Do you know, it is very easy to work with willing people who understand the importance of serving God. You know, when you are just working with people that every time you seems like you are begging them, you are begging them, you have to toy them, you have to tell them good, sweet, 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 sweet things. Oh, you know, we have this meeting, can you come and just give us some support, huh? You know, today we live as if we have to beg people to come to church, but in the day of his power, in the day of his power, people will run from Indiana to come. People will run from different states to come. Makasholia, Legua Bajande. In the day of his power, people will be willing. In the day of his power, people will be willing to give, to support the work of God. In the day of his power, people will surrender. In the day of his power, may we pray for the willingness to serve God. The willingness, the revelation, the revealing of the power of God that will convict men to serve God, convict men to give themselves for the cause of the kingdom of God. Father, it is our prayer that the people will be willing in the day of thy power. People will come out in masses. People will come out in hundreds, in thousands, in hundreds of thousands, in millions, in billions. People will come out to serve you. Ebazate ribo zatarande. Ekoba kandaleto zabalantane. As you once said to those that knows their God, parada, they will do mighty exploits. And Father, we are willing. We are willing to do mighty exploits in this city. In the mighty name of Jesus. Ebazande riko bozatai. Matapele denzo zondarate beletani. Okoshe shalamente zika talananta. Abokoria rabine kende leto sabanante. I pray in the name of Jesus that this Saturday reveal thy power. Reveal thy healing power. Reveal the miraculous power. Ekabokoshe shalamente. Ekabokoshe jaladanani. Ebarate sebalanta. You are the God of signs and wonders. E kajande ribo kota labine. E panamanta zagalatani manta rika biratai. E parota shalaminte zandalakate. Father, I pray that Lord reveal thy hand, reveal thy power, reveal thy hand upon this meeting. Let the blind see, let the lame walk, let cancers be healed, let HIV be healed, all manner of diseases be healed. In the mighty name of Jesus, because thy power is not limited. Makoshe shalabi rigabaranta. Let the yokes be broken in the mighty name of Jesus. Let the burdens be lifted upon your people and the yoke be broken. O kobazande lekobarate, by the power of your anointing in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray, Lord, that this Saturday reveal thy harm, reveal thy glory, reveal thy goodness, reveal thy power in the mighty name of Jesus, that people will be convicted that the Lord is God and besides him there is no any other God. That Father, the spirit of willingness will come upon our hearts, the spirit of submission to the teachings of the apostles will come upon our hearts in the mighty name of Jesus. Because we have seen thy glory, because we have seen thy power, we shall not struggle, we shall not complain to serve you in the mighty name of Jesus. We shall not create excuses in order to serve you. E barate zikalokananto, e sheli mahanda zabarate, that we shall not beg anyone to come to church, but will see God for themselves. E barate shabili, e katobalantane, even the doubting Thomas will see God. E barate, even those that have doubted the Lord, even the heathen will see God. The unbelievers will see God. The believers will see God. They will know that indeed the Lord liveth, the Lord that raises the dead, the Lord that heals all manner of sickness, the Lord of hosts, the King of glory, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we pray that this Saturday reveal your hand of glory, the same hand that worked with Peter, the same hand that worked with Moses, the same hand that worked with Philip, the same hand that turned cities upside and down, the same hand that made shadows to heal the sick, the same hand that made handkerchiefs to drive out and clear spirits. Mighty Jesus of Nazareth, Ejano Kolananta, Zite leteria candalabosha e berena zakwa bashile bihente la koto barata. Father, you are the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. And Father, we stand for the same. We want to see the dead being raised in Chicago. We want to see our sick being healed. We want to see all manner of diseases. We want to see mental issues being healed in the mighty name of Jesus. That the Father be glorified upon the city. Ekorogobashali, ekorobokonda, ekorobosandaleka, ekebereta balantani, ekobobosande ribo satali, ekobobosande mantaliki, ekerenanta zalato sabe, ekelenanta rapine mentelato, ekeberanda bazekeleketo, emenanta hebaranesh, ekana mahanto lokotali, ekana mahanta zabalaki, ekobazande leko barata. E berreta si barantane e coba zandalica terinanto e zendereta sebereta e zendereta sacalente e baranda zaboroshai e cabananta mente zica le catani e caere le catano. We pray, Lord, reveal your hand, reveal your hand, that the blind may see, the deaf ears pop open, that dead be raised. E cabarata si calonanta e kebe zerita solamente in the name of Jesus, that the hearts of your people will be willing. The hearts of your people will not joke with God no more. The hearts of your people will put importance in the serving of God. The way they love their job, they will love you. The way they love their job, they will love your service. They will love your kingdom. They will commit to the work of the kingdom. Abazuria shalanta ekebe menterita salakine anto abandalash Shikalanto, abandalashi shalanta mekeleta, ekerita zanda rakwa kalatani, e baratene zerite, e kebemente zerirata sabalanto, e bananta salita salanto, e kebeninto sula barantani, ashala baratos salantani, e kwa rakwa shelebai, e kwa rakwa mantabile dasho. We pray, Lord, reveal your hand. Oh, Bazata, we are tired of cold service. We are tired of services with no power. We want to see the power of the Lord. We want to see an clear spirit crying out and living people. Eh parata zarite, eh koba manta zabilentano, eh jiri rata silikenda, eh kano zula bahanta minterate, eh kebe mente zarite solabanta, eh gananta, eh karadas zala. Tani e karadas zala bihenta e karadas zakora bihenalato e jenenet zali ketola and binehat zarata e koba manta pile manta zika lagananta. We pray for the move of the Holy Ghost. We pray for the arm of the Lord be revealed once more again. We pray for the return to faith, return to the true gospel, return to righteousness, return to holiness, return to the love of God, the pure love, the return to the first love, where people are crazy for the things of God, where people will line outside to hear the gospel of Jesus, where people will be willing to come for three services in the house of the living God, where people will be willing to come for vigils in the house of the living God. For in the day of thy power, thy people will be willing. And Father, we pray, oh Jehovah, that Lord, you will reveal your arm of grace, your arm that will bring the people together, hallelujah, irrespective of their nationality, irrespective of the color of their skin, that Lord, you shall bring us together as children of one heritage, children that have been bought by the precious blood of Jesus. That Father, I pray that remove anything, any form of ungodliness, any form of culture that may bring division, that Father, bring us as one, as children that have been born and birthed in one spirit. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be unto the Lord. Glory be unto Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory be unto the Lord. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I want us to read the book of Luke, chapter 11, verse 21. When a strong man, fully armed, guards his own palace, his goods are safe. But when one stronger than he attacks him and overcomes him, he takes away his hammer in which he trusted and divides his spoil. Whoever is not with me is against me, and whoever does not gather with me scatters. Do you know, number one keys that Jesus gave to the church is authority over all powers of darkness. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. I want us to take dominion over every powers, whether principalities, powers, water powers, evil powers, unclean powers, demonic powers, witchcraft powers, diviners powers, water spirits, all manner of powers that are reigning in this city, the powers that have put people in the place of captivity, the powers that make people think that there's no need of God, the powers that have sent people in drug addiction, in prostitution, the power that are breaking homes and marriages, the powers that are making our youth to commit suicide and commit murder. I want us to take our place of authority, because the Bible says whoever, the one that lives in us is greater than the one that lives in the world. And I want us to arise and take authority over every strong man in this city, strong man that have held people in captivity, strong man that doesn't want to see revival in the house of God, strong man that doesn't want people to come to church. People are excited to go for soccer, for football, and all manner of worldly things, but there is no excitement in coming to the house of God, because their mind, their soul, their spirit are captivated with the principalities of this land. I want us to arise in the Holy Ghost. Do you know a baby lion is still a lion? I am telling you, we are the children of God. Our Father is the Lion of the tribe of Judah. I want us to roar in the Holy Ghost that every principality, every demonic powers will have to fall, because we are bringing a higher power. That witchcraft power must fall. The gods of Egypt must be judged. The gods of Chicago must be judged in the name of Jesus. Do you know when God sent Moses to Egypt, the Bible said the Lord said to Moses that I will judge the gods of Egypt. There are certain gods that have lifted their neck in this nation, in this city, that they don't want the church to grow. They don't want people to see the light of his glory in this city. They don't want to see our streets dwelling in peace once more again. Abu Satale Katorobozaya. I want us to lift up our voices and say, Lord, we bring judgment to every gods of captivity, to every gods of witchcraft, to every gods of marine spirits, to every water gods, every principalities in the air. Mighty Father, you have raised us at a time like this to bring judgment to darkness. Eko bazanda le kobaratani, abaziko torobozale katarababozaya, ribahanta lapona manta ziketelega dazanda, mende zirete bozanda. Mighty Father, we bind a strong man in the land. We bind a strong man in the land. The strong man that have held our people in captivity, the strong man that have held marriages in captivity, the strong man that have held our youths in captivity. Hey, Kabazanda, we bind the strong man that doesn't want people to be saved. We bind the strong man. man that doesn't want people to come to the house of God. We bind Ekabozata. We take authority over the strong man. We set the strong man on fire. Fire, yeah. We drive out every dark spirit that wants to see blood. We drive out every dark spirit in this land by the authority of the blood. By the blood of Jesus, we drive every dark, immoral, satanic spirits, satanic grounds, satanic altars. We level them. We judge the altars of hell. We judge the altars of diviners. We judge the altars of witches. We judge them. Make a sheleta. We dry their business. Rico Bozanda. We set their altars on fire. Yekobo Zata. Chicago belong to Jesus. And the banner of God's light, the glory of God, the altar of the true God must arise. Rika Bazanda. The house of God must arise above every mountain. In the mighty name of Jehovah, the torch and the light of the true church of Jesus must be seen in this land, in this city, in the name of Jehovah. Anything that exalts itself above the knowledge of Jesus upon this city, upon this land, is thereby level, is thereby broken, is thereby uprooted. In the mighty name of Jesus, we uproot depression, we uproot every lies of the devil, every form of deception to prevent people to come and worship God, to prevent people to come and seek the face of God. In the name of Jesus, ribahata rabasa e kabanota lakete pelenanto e barata sikelenanto. In the mighty name of Jesus, e kobaratane lete zandarate e barata bazande ribosata. In the mighty name of Jehovah and Father, e kobazande, we release souls to come to the knowledge of Jesus. We loosen the captives to come and worship the Father in spirit and in truth. We loosen every captive, every mind that have been held in captivity, every souls that have been held in captivity. Let them find their way to the house of the Lord. Let them find their way. Let our children find their way into the house of the living God. In the mighty name of Jesus, let them find their way. We cry out. We lose in salvation in this city. We lose in God's peace, God's righteousness, God's holiness. In the mighty name of Jesus, we lose in the reign of the Holy Ghost. We lose in the latter outpour of God's spirit upon this land. That our young men, they shall see vision. Our daughters and sons, they shall prophesy. Our elder men, they shall dream dreams. In the mighty name of Jesus, in this latter dispensation, our youth will not live like they don't know what they are doing. They will live a life of purpose. They will live visionary lives. In the mighty name of Jesus, we open the ground for the gospel. We open the ground, Makashile Bihende, that more anointed ministers will step into the nation, into the city of Chicago. More anointed ministers from different parts of the world now can enter this city. Eko Bazanda. Riba Sata, men and women that you have raised at a hour like this, Akoba Zanda, E Parada Zikeleko Tobarata, you have raised carpenters to put the devil where he belongs in the mighty name of Jesus. And we put the devils in Chicago where they belong. They must let the people of God free. They must let men of God free. They must let their children free. They must let their marriages free. They must let their calling free in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory be to the Lord. Glory be to Jesus. I want us to pray for God's favor. God's favor. Do you know, in all that we want to do for God, we need favor. Favor. Lately, I've been crying for God for favor. I want us to pray that the Lord will give us favor. Favor. Favor with the people of this land. That the Lord will grant us favor, that they will open their doors for us. They will be willing to serve because of God's favor. In the name of Jesus. The Bible says from the book of Luke chapter 2 verse 52. And Jesus grew in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and men. Hallelujah. We need favor, not just with God, but also with men. God uses men to build. That the Lord will give us favor with different ministers, with different churches, that they will be willing to come together to stand for this city. Do you know, when the church come as one, the kind of power we shall move will be great. That we pray that the Lord grant us favor. Father, we pray that, Lord, give us favor before the land. Give us favor before the people in the land. In the name of Jesus, that, Lord, open the door of favor, exceeding favor. Open the door, more doors of the gospel in this land, in this city. Lord, we pray that you will continue to open more doors. In the name of Jesus, that, Father, we shall find favor. We shall find favor. We shall find favor. Divine favor to do your will. Divine favor with people that will come and support your work with a willing heart, with a willing spirit. In the name of Jesus, we pray. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We want to thank the Lord. I want us to take a few minutes just to say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, because it is done. Thank you, Lord, because we are going to see you this Saturday in a way that we have never seen you before. Thank you, Lord, because you are sending your word. Thank you, Lord, because your power will rest upon your servant in the name of Jesus, that, Father, you will give him a timely word, a seasoned word, in the mighty name of Jesus, that your spirit will rest upon him. In the mighty name of Jesus, that, Father, we cover your servant, we cover Bishop Joshua Amara with the blood of Jesus. We cover even the church minister to in Kenya with the blood. We cover his household with the blood. As it tread upon the waters of Chicago, may it dwell in safety. May it dwell in authority. That, Father, Lord, your power, your strength, your grace will rest upon him. In the mighty name of Jesus, that, Lord, you will anoint the words of his mouth, that, Lord, they will proceed with glory. They will proceed with a rhema. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray that your spirit will rest upon him. The spirit of wisdom, the spirit of strength, the spirit of understanding, and the spirit of favor will be upon him in the name of Jesus, that, Lord, we call the hearts of the people in this land to come out in the name of Jesus. Let them come out to worship you, to magnify you, and to lift up your name. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be unto Jesus. Amen. I want to take it back to Brother Sam in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, praise, honor, glory to the living God. We appreciate you so much, man of God, Pastor Lenny, with powerful prayers in the name of Jesus Christ. God bless you so much in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. Can we welcome Sister Ruth just to give us a song to crown our prayers tonight. Amen. Thank
To God be the glory, great is He has done. The love to the world that He gave us His Son. For His life and atonement for sin, and of everlasting the Omega-M. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the earth hear His voice. Praise the Lord, let the people rejoice. Oh, come to the Father through Jesus the Son, and give Him the glory, great things He has done. Oh, perfect redemption, the purchase of blood, to every believer, the promise of God. The vilest offender who truly believes, the moment from being our pardon receives. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Let the earth hear His voice. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Let the people rejoice. We come to the Father through Jesus the Son, and give Him the glory. Great things He has done. Great things He has taught us. Great things He has done. And great are rejoicing through Jesus the Son. But purer and higher and greater will be our wonder, our transport when Jesus we see. Praise the Lord, let the earth hear His voice. Praise the Lord, let the people rejoice. We come to the Father through Jesus the Son, and give Him the glory, great things He has done. Trust this.
God bless you, Sister Ruth. We welcome everybody to Saturday's conference. It's from 2 to 5. In the name of Jesus, don't miss. Get somebody. Let's hear what the Lord has for us. In the name of Jesus. May God bless you, keep you, shine His face on you, and have a blessed night. Shalom.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. That was a time we were praying for the revival this Saturday. Hallelujah. You don't want to miss. The address is posted there. We are going to have a beautiful time in the presence of the Lord. We have the servant of the Lord, Bishop Joshua Amara from Church of God, Kenya. Hallelujah. His ministry is based in Migori, Kenya, and he's going to be with us. He's right here in Chicago. He's ready, he's prepared, he's on fire. So you don't want to miss this meeting this coming Saturday. The address is posted right there. Actually, it's a location that is known. The location is where the Korean Baptist Church is. Hallelujah. The Korean Baptist Church in Schaumburg, Illinois, 60694 is the zip code. The old address is 316 North Springscoot Road, Schaumburg, Illinois, 60194. Hallelujah. May we meet there in the name of Jesus. Tomorrow too, we are going to have our healing and deliverance service from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Chicago Central Time. We are also going to pray more for the meeting that is going to be that Saturday. You don't want to miss. Hallelujah. If you live in Chicago, come and fellowship with us. Hallelujah. If you don't live too far away from this place, just come and fellowship with us, and the Lord will bless you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And if you are too far away, you can still be able to catch up with us. Hallelujah. You can be able to catch up with us live. We shall be live on Facebook, and also we shall be live through our website. That website that is posted there, we are going to be live, so you can also be able to join our live stream directly from our website. I give God the glory that the Lord opened. We are still testing it, but it works. Like even right now, we were live through the website. Praise be to Jesus. Hallelujah. So join us tomorrow as we continue to seek the face of God for a mighty move. My heart is exploding. I'm telling you, I'm trusting God for unforeseeable move of God, unforeseeable, a move that will stir our generation forever, a move that will raise mantles, habashoko toroba, ancient mantles will be awakened in this dispensation. People will see the God that they have never encountered. People will see the King that they have never known. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. So join us in the name of Jesus. And let us remember that this year we believe God for what? For acceleration. Hallelujah. For divine acceleration. For divine growth. And divine protection. Praise be to God. We are accelerating at a higher, at the speed of a thunder, at the speed of lightning. We are accelerating. Our life cannot be stagnant this year. We are moving from grace to grace, from strength to strength, from glory to glory, from favor to favor. In the name of Jesus, this year, any door that has been shut against us is now open in the name of Jesus. This year, we shall dwell in divine protection. Divine, 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 divine. The protection of God. We are covered by the blood. Abu Shatani, Rikaba Shande. No death will visit our tent. No premature death will visit our tent. Death is rebuked in the name of Jesus. All manner of harm is rebuked. We shall dwell in the tent of the Almighty, under the shadow of the Almighty. Hallelujah. No harm will visit our tent. In the name of Jesus, we decree the word of God. We decree divine growth in our lives, in our spiritual work, in our ministry, in our homes, in our family. Hallelujah. Anything we do in our business, we decree divine growth, supernatural growth. Whatever we do, hallelujah, supernatural growth in our calling, in our talent, in our gifting. You are moving from grace to grace. Your life cannot stay the same. This is the year that you have to move in the name of Jesus. God bless you, Sister Jacinta. I see you there. Hallelujah. Glory be to God in the name of Jesus. I can talk and talk and talk until today. Join me tomorrow, God willingly, if the Lord give me the strength for the morning show, for the morning glory. I will try as much as possible. I can't tell you the time I will come in, but stay tuned. Subscribe to different channels. Hallelujah. We shall pray in the morning to commit the day in the hands of the Lord. Stay blessed and have a good night. May the God of Israel bless you. May he cause his face to shine upon you. May he be gracious to you. May he keep you away from any harm. In Jesus' mighty name, go forth and shine for the Lord Jesus Christ. Stay blessed in Jesus' name. Shalom, shalom, shalom. Bye-bye.